and establish this Constitution.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13.
Fort Collins Radiator Shop reminds listeners the effects of child abuse are devastating. For those who survive, the pain inflicted upon them as children will often influence their entire lives. If you or someone you know needs help, contact your local authorities immediately. This message from Fort Collins Radiator Shop, 417 Jefferson Street in Fort Collins. For all your radiator repair needs, they have 47 years of experience, family owned and operated. Call 970-482-6783. That's 970-482-6783.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Well, good morning. Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and I've asked Thomas to be with us this morning. Thomas works for the Freeze Dry Guy, and they've got a great special on. In fact, it's an amazing special because, of course, the price of some of these things is cheaper than we paid some time ago for them, and it's a great opportunity to start laying in a supply of freeze-dry food, because I can tell you, and we'll talk about this the second half of the program. Thomas will only be with us for about 30 minutes, but during the second half of the program, I'll tell you what we know lies in the future, and why, then, you should be preparing for the difficult times that lie ahead. Thomas, thank you very much for being with us this morning, and you pick up the story.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Very good. Well, it's National Preparedness Month, and we're one-third of the way through it. This is a government initiative that was put in place, in my opinion, to just get people to realize that they are on their own, that the government does what it does, but really, if you want to protect your family in a time of an emergency or a crisis, it's really up to you. And they can't do it alone. They're more or less saying that. This is the 10th anniversary of National Preparedness Month, and it came about a couple of years after the 9/11 tragedies. And anyway, for National Preparedness Month, we're having big sales to try to not only help those who have already done some preparedness on their own with better pricing, but to get those off the couch and to take some sort of action to be prepared for the things that you're going to talk about that are coming down the pike. And this could be things such as international crises like Syria, wars, financial crisis. We're right in the middle of what was predicted to be a really challenging and dangerous hurricane season for us in the U.S., and it's been extremely quiet and surprisingly quiet. So, we've got a couple of items that we're featuring this month, and the first is a family first responders kit, and this is something that that we put together a new offering that we put together for this month. And this is to get you into the game, if you will. And rather than having to rely on outsiders to be the first responder in your family, this is a chance for you to do it. And it includes a number of cans of freeze-dried food, energy emergency bars, a water filter for up to 250 gallons of drinkable clean water, and also a fire starter, which could be very handy in a time of crisis. The other thing is the Mountain House line of foods. We are now, last time I was on with you, Dr. Stan, we had a sale that was 40% off meats, 25% off fruits and vegetables and entrees. And today we're actually rolling out that everything is going to be 40% off for the rest of National Preparedness Month. And if you haven't had freeze-dried food, this is not what you may have heard about from your father or grandfather. This is really modern technology at work. And freeze-dried food today is very delicious. All you have to do is add water, wait a few minutes, and then enjoy a really delicious meal. And the freeze-drying process, as modern as it is, does all the hard work for you in terms of preparation. All you have to do is add water, wait a few minutes, and then watch how and smell and taste how the freshness, the delicious taste comes right back. Freeze-dried food today has the taste, the aroma, the texture, the appearance, everything that you want in a fresh, delicious meal. It has it with freeze-dried food simply by adding water. And it doesn't even need to be hot water. It just works faster with hot water.
Well, I think 40% off is amazing. Now, 40% off in the meats, and you were offering 25% on the fruits and the veggies. And would that include things like the scrambled eggs, or is that just the veggies?
Yeah, now everything that we have with Mountain House cans this month is 40% off. So that would include breakfast with bacon and eggs, and that's a great start to a day simply by adding water. And what we noticed, Stan, is that there were some having sales, and what they were doing this month to take advantage of National Preparedness Month was they were selling a product that was a number of years old, and they were selling it at big discounts. And we didn't choose to participate in that kind of activity because our customers are used to that long shelf life guaranteed for 25 years or longer. So we just decided rather than keep banging our own drum, we're going to take the next step, and we're going to lower everything to 40% off that we have to offer in Mountain House number 10 cans.
All right, fine. Now, what is in that scrambled eggs? Is there just a bacon and eggs, or are there certainly other things in with that, onions as well?
Well, there are bacon and eggs, and it really does. You know, it's one of those meals that wow, this really does taste what you think. You close your eyes and you're eating scrambled eggs and bacon. We also have a breakfast skillet, and we have eggs and ham. They're breakfast, and you know some of our other foods. There's granola with blueberries, and you know some of our other foods. People take a lot of people like to take freeze-dried pineapple, and put that in with other foods that they make, including the breakfast, and they say it's really very delicious.
And so this is a unique opportunity. I mean, 40% off is a great thing, but it's only for this month. And believe me, at the end of this month, when the prices go back up and you start to think about getting these things, you're talking about putting out a lot of additional money. But certainly the meats, the freeze-dried meat, it gives you high protein. And what are the various meats that you offer?
Well, there's beef, there's chicken, and a variety of them. You know, the best thing really to do is just browse for yourself at freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy. But we have specific units for meat lovers because the meats are very popular. So we have a meat variety unit that gives you a little bit of everything. There's cooked ground beef.
Hold the thought. We'll come back in a moment. If you have a question, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herbs.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Thomas from the Freeze-Dry Guy. If you have a question for him, he'll only be with us for about 15 minutes more. But, of course, this is a great deal, 40% off on their Mountain House, certainly all of their products. Before, it was just 25% off on the major products, 40% on the meat. But I really believe that you ought to get these and lay in a supply, because we'll talk about the second half of this program. We are moving into, I believe, a period of a very, very grave concern, where the society we've known is going to begin to deteriorate. Well, Thomas, what sort of response are you getting from the people? Are people out there really taking advantage of the of this Preparedness Week special offer that you're putting forward?
Yeah, they really are, and in fact, we were at the gun show this weekend, and the response. This is where we kind of rolled it out, and the response was overwhelming. We almost ran out of product to sell, and in times that we did, we just offered to ship them the food for free if we didn't have it with us then, and that's what we do also with every order that your listeners make. There's free shipping involved, and that's just something the Freeze-Dry Guy started, the first in the industry to start that, and that was decades ago. But the response has been so good that people are actually wondering, is this real? You know, what's the deal here? Where's the catch? And there is no catch. Everything is 40% off for National Preparedness Month. And, you know, some people may be on the sidelines and thinking, well, I can just get stuff at my supermarket. Well, you can, but there are a couple problems with that. One is today, when there is no crisis on the table or on the horizon, your supermarket generally only carries about 3 days' worth of food. And so even if you were to stock up on some items now, which is not a bad thing to do, the problem is you're going to need to keep rotating them because they're going to expire, and you're going to have to, you know, check them and move them around and get rid of the things that have expired. Whereas with the freeze-dried food we're talking about, you're looking at a guaranteed shelf life of at least 25 years. So no matter what emergency comes up, this food is going to be ready for you when you need it most. And no other food can say that.
Okay, well, Ronnie, we've got a caller right now. Who's calling in?
Hi, this is Ann, and I'm calling to find out what the process is to freeze-dry this food. You know, people want to know what they're eating, and since I don't know how it's done and what you do to preserve the food for that long a time, chemicals or whatever you do to put it in, because, you know, I don't know about this stuff.
Thomas, okay. Explain about the freeze-dry process.
Good morning, Ann. Great question. I just wrote a post about it and put it on our friend's website, survivalblog.com. If you just put in freeze drying, you can see the whole thing there in detail. But let me give you the headline now, the simplified version. What freeze drying does is it takes a fresh food and through really high-tech machines, it will basically take all of the moisture out of the food. And by doing that, it preserves the freshness, the taste, the aroma, the texture, even the appearance of the food. When you add water, this looks like the food before we began the freeze-drying process. And then things are sealed in either Mylar pouches or in cans so that the moisture is kept out. And that's really the key that gets at a food's freshness. So the freeze-drying process takes all of the moisture out of the food so that when you add the water again, it rehydrates very quickly and looks and tastes and smells like the delicious food you want it to be.
Well, now, but Thomas, are you actually freezing this as you take the water out? How do you take the water out?
Yeah, it's at very cold temperatures that this happens. Somewhere in the neighborhood of maybe 50 degrees below. It's a very cool process. And it's very, very effective.
And then do you have the same nutrients?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, yeah. And you know what, Ann? What we do on our website is we put the nutritional value of products so that you can see them. Because many people like you have those questions. What's the nutritional value? And years ago, it used to be very high sodium in freeze-dried foods. That's not the case today. But they are high protein. So, you know, in a time of a crisis, in a time of emergency, you're stressed out, you're worried, you don't know what's going to happen. And this plays an effect on the human body's immune system. So really high protein, high energy food is something that your body is going to to good use in a time of a crisis or an emergency.
Okay, and would you order about how much you would need for a meal? I mean, how would you know how much to order this stuff? Like, you know, a can of something, and are your cans got that poison in them or what?
No. And our families eat this food. I eat this food. My 7-year-old son eats this food and loves it. I can say that for all of our staff. It sounds like the best solution for you might be to call and speak one-on-one with one of our expert food consultants. And if you have a pen or a pencil or a lipstick handy, I can give you the phone number.
Okay, great, I do.
And it's 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD, for those of you who like to remember it that way. And by the way, that bad lipstick line, I use that myself.
Okay, great. Thanks a lot. Oh, hey, you know what? Don't forget, everybody, we have to call and put the pressure on the Republican House of Representatives to have no bill on immigration on the floor. It creates one party, one communist party, America, if we don't stop this immigration bill.
Amen to that. Okay.
Okay.
Thanks very much for calling. And again, our number is if you want to give us a call, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. How many servings of ground beef would there be in a number 10 can?
It would be, for that particular product, it's 162. And that's the other thing we do. We list all the servings. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's for the case. And with each case, there are six
servings, and that's half a cup per serving. Is that right?
Yes. So that's six number 10 cans, 162 servings. If you look at the creamed beef, which a lot of people enjoy for breakfast, lunch, or dinner, a case of that is six number 10 cans for 324 servings of freeze-dried cream beef.
So basically, why? Because you're getting a good supply, and basically, if something happened, major happened, you'd go to the store and there wouldn't be any food. People don't understand this. In fact, when Janet Napolitano left her position as Secretary of the Office of Homeland Security, she said this, and you, of course, totally blacked out by the media. She said, "We will have a cyber attack in America." She didn't say we may. She said, "We will have a cyber attack, and I've laid in large, because of that, I've laid in large supplies of long-term storage food." Those were her words, totally blacked out by the media, and you have to ask yourself why. Well, certainly, what in the way of fruits and vegetables do you have that people would enjoy?
Dr. Stan, I'd love to answer that, but if I could just respond to what you said about Janet Napolitano, who was the governor of this fine Republic of Arizona where I call home. The cyber attack is a key because so many of us are so accustomed to relying on our smartphones or our tablets or our laptops. And when that attack comes, we're not going to have those things. And so that is going to create a tremendous state of panic. People are so used to that. You're not going to be able to text as you like or email as you like, and you're really going to feel like you're cut off. And one of the first things people are going to panic about is, where do I get water and where do I get food? And is the supermarket open? And what am I going to do? And what am I going to do when the gas stations are dried up because the supply is cut off or used up, or the roads are cut off from a storm? Or it's just a big mess waiting to happen. And I'm glad you brought up that point. In terms of, back to your question, in terms of fruits, the freeze-dried strawberries are a little slice of heaven. They are delicious right out of the can. As for the freeze-dried pineapple and banana, in terms of vegetables, you'd eat, the last time you and I were on, we were talking about how good the freeze-dried corn is. It's like a snack. You wind up eating this stuff like popcorn. It's so tasty dry right out of the can. We have instant white rice. We have garden green peas. We have green beans. So you have a selection of meats. You have a selection of vegetables, fruits, and other entrees. If you're not a meat eater, there's spaghetti with meat sauce, beef stroganoff, vegetable stew, mac and cheese, you know, one of those comfort foods that the kids would really like, chicken teriyaki, noodles and chicken, pasta primavera, even Mexican rice with chicken. So there's a wide variety of foods that you could have to begin your long-term food storage. And the key word there is begin, because you don't need to do it all at once. A lot of people can't afford to do it all at once. But it's like many of the things that you want in life, many of your dreams, many of your hopes, many of your plans, all you have to do is take action and start them and make a commitment to it, and then off you go.
And so basically, of course, it's a unique opportunity to get freeze-dried food right now at a very reduced price, and it's only good during the month of September. And after that, why, prices are going to go back up again. So basically, I've had these freeze-dried food, and, you know, after 10, 15 years, and they still, I remember how delicious the peas were. Now, how long will the cans, or how long will the food last? Once you open the can, is there anything you can do to preserve them after you've opened the can?
Once you open the can and use some of the food, you're looking at probably about a month for it to taste the way you want, a period of about 30 days. But on the long-term aspect, we're a supporter of Boy Scouts, not for the political reasons at all, but just for the boys, to focus on the boys and Boy Scouts. So we do scholarships for some Boy Scout troops. And Ronnie from our team, the son of the freeze-dry guy, Ronnie's been doing taste tests with Boy Scouts. And he's taking fresh food from 2013, and fresh food from going back to 1980. And the boys are split, some of them even preferring the freeze-dried food that is 32, 33 years old. And so you can see it right before your very eyes. We have YouTube videos on the Freeze-Dried Guy YouTube channel that you can actually watch these for yourself. It's pretty incredible to see someone choosing 32-year-old food and saying, wow, this tastes really good. This is my favorite.
And basically, you can go to Freeze-Dried Guy up there. Just go to Freeze-Dried Guy on the Internet. And, of course, once again, get that telephone number out for us.
It is 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. And I can tell you that this is an unprecedented sale at freezedryguy.com. We have never had a sale of this magnitude for this long in the history of the company.
Well, I agree with you. I think it's a great opportunity, and this is why I asked you to come on today to tell our listeners about it. We have actually made the announcement on this network in the past, but it's 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-FOOD. I remember it that way better than 3663. Thomas, God bless. Thanks for being with us. I'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye, sir.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on. If you own a firearm, it's important to have proper training. Or if you're considering purchasing a firearm for self-defense, it's important to know the right person to train with. Josh at D&M TAC is a federally licensed firearms dealer, certified NRA instructor with a great firearms training course. Want more confidence with the operation of your firearm or to increase your precision and advance your level of training? This is the place. The hands-on in-depth classroom curriculum includes 4 hours of extensive range practice and basic firearms training, malfunction training, self-defense mindset, concealment training, and more, all at the greatest value in the gun training industry. If you want to learn proper firearm skills the right way, the first time, and want to surpass your current skill level, Josh at D&M TAC has the firearms training course for you. This course also qualifies you to apply for concealed carry permit and for advanced training. Beginner or advanced, tactical or defense, call 720-323-2534. That's 720-323-2534 and ask Josh about your KHNC listener discount. Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Fort Collins Radiator Shop reminds us often child abuse results from parental stress or parental substance abuse. Help put an end to this tragedy now. Report what you know to your local authorities. This message from Fort Collins Radiator Shop, 417 Jefferson Street in Fort Collins. For all your radiator repair needs, they have 47 years of experience, family owned and operated. Call 970-482-6783. That's 482-6783. On the air, because they care.
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of him and cried out, saying, This was he of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15.
Well, Dr. Stan here, and it's going to be open lines. If you have something you'd like to talk about, our number is 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. But I thought again this morning I'd talk about the very real danger of an EMP attack, because it, well, Janet DePaulo-Tunnell, and you can check this out on the Internet, as I did, when she retired, she gave a speech, and she basically said, oh, among the things, we are going to have a cyber attack. And she didn't say we may, we could, we might. No, she said we will have a cyber attack, and this is why I've laid in the supply of food. Now, of course, cyber attack, well, what is a cyber attack? You can look it up on the Internet. That could mean hacking into your computer, or it could mean an EMP attack. Well, if somebody's going to hack into your computer, you don't need large supplies, massive supplies of freeze-dried food. And so I believe that Janet Napolitano was talking about certainly the danger of an EMP attack. Now, I will tell you that the people today who have access to classified information and the people who have had access in the past to classified information believe that we are going to have an EMP attack. The information is kept classified. Why is it kept classified? Well, I don't know why it's classified. I would think that they would want everybody to know about the danger. But you see, Congress has repeatedly tried to remedy the situation. They did extensive evaluations. They've had extensive studies. There's the 2004 Congressional Commission report on the danger of an EMP attack. There's the 2008 Congressional Commission report on the threat of an EMP attack. Both of them you get off the Internet, and you read them through, and they're frightening. Yet not a word in the controlled, or hardly a word in the controlled media, about what Congress said. Congress certainly unanimously voted. The 110th Congress voted unanimously. Every Democrat, every Republican, every Independent voted on a resolution to correct this. This is the House of Representatives. Certainly began moving to harden our electronic grid so this would not be a problem. And it was blocked by one vote in the Senate. Repeatedly, they've tried to get legislation through Congress. It's tied up in committees. There's the SHIELD Act now. The SHIELD, S-H-I-E-L-D Act, is in Congress at the present time. It's being held up. They can't get it out. Now, it would be a very relatively easy thing to go ahead and correct the problem. Basically, of course, what happens when you have an EMP attack, you have three waves of the electronic pulses, and they will certainly burn out the relays, they'll burn out the circuitry, they'll burn out the transformers. We have about 2,000 large transformers in our networks across America. The majority of them, or perhaps most of them, would be a burnout, and we can't replace them. We don't even build them here. It takes 2 to 4 years to actually build a transformer. They're built in Germany. They're built in South Korea. And basically, if there was a real problem, why, well, we wouldn't have the computer, pardon me, the transformers we're talking. We would be without electricity somewhere between 2 to 4 to 10 years before we could get back to where we were. And America would be totally transformed instantaneously. What is an EMP attack? Why, it's the explosion of a nuclear device 200 to 300 miles over the center of our country. We have three grids in this country, the western, the eastern, and then Texas, and they would all be affected. And, of course, you would certainly burn them out. You'd burn out most of the electronic things like you have your small electronic, your cell phone, things like that. They wouldn't work. And certainly your computers, many of them wouldn't work. It would depend on where you live. But we would lose access to most of our electronic gear. Certainly we would not have access to electricity. And without electricity, how would you pump water? How would you get water into the homes? How would you get it out of your well? How would you deliver food? Basically, of course, we would have food. Farmers are still going to be growing food. But it's a matter of getting it delivered. Well, we'd deliver it by trucks. But, of course, how are you going to get the diesel fuel for the trucks? That's where the problem is. Because, of course, the creation of the diesel fuel takes electricity. Creation of gasoline from oil takes electricity. And all of this, most of this would be shut down across America. And we would be plunged into the situation that existed in the United States in the middle 1800s, before we had an electronic grid. And people say, that is totally ridiculous. Why, if this was the problem, they'd remedy the situation. But they haven't. And someone or some group is doing everything they can to block a remedy. Why isn't the information getting out? Why aren't we hearing about this on television and newspapers? And so we could get a amount of tremendous response from the people demanding that something be done. And for one reason or another, they are not covering this. Basically, there's going to be a great big, a trial, sort of one of these government programs, you know, where they simulate doing away with electricity, got to occur in November. And suddenly there's going to have a number of communities, corporations are going to be participating, all on the East Coast, middle of November. And they're saying, well, what would happen if we lost our electricity for a week? And what would happen in the society? Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about years. We're not talking about a trial. We're not talking about a game. We're talking about the destruction of America as we know it. And nothing is being done, and it's not being talked about. But I will tell you, for instance, that the former director of the Central Intelligence Agency, James Woolsey, and I have talked to James Woolsey, and James Woolsey said, and you can check this all out on the Internet. Just type in James Woolsey threat EMP attack, and he said he is talking and saying we're going to have one of these. We've got to prepare for it. Well, we're not doing it. As you know, my friend, Ambassador Henry Cooper, he's had in the past access to classified information. He doesn't at the present time because he's not working at the government. He's working at something called High Frontier, trying to get people to prepare for an EMP attack, trying to get the government to harden the lines. And basically, Russia has hardened their electronic grid. China has done their electronic grid, but they've not done this in Europe, and they've not done it here. And it would simply wipe out our societies. They anticipate somewhere between 60 and 90% of our population would die within 6 months to a year. The population of the large cities would die because you'd have total chaos in the cities because there'd be no food, there'd be no water. The structure of police and the sheriff's department would simply break down. And this is the problem. And you can get this information off of the Internet. You need to read the 2004. You need to read the 2008 Congressional Commission reports. They're up on the Internet. You can get them through us, but it'll cost you money. Get them off the Internet. Read them and understand what these congressional commissions found after 8 years of study. And it'll frighten you to death. And the fact that nobody knows, our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Give us a call.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Hi, I'm Double A Aaron at Ehrlich Toyota on Highway 34 and 47th Avenue in Greeley. We offer a great selection of new and used vehicles at very competitive prices. I wanted to support the unique programming on this very important radio station and convince the dealership to help me. Give me a shot at earning your business when considering your next vehicle. I will treat you fairly and give you the respect I would want. Call me, Double A Aaron, at Ehrlich Toyota at 970-339-3900. That's 970-339-3900.
Well, Dr. Stan, it's open lines. Give us a call at 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. But you need to understand that Iran, North Korea, Russia, China, Venezuela, and perhaps other countries have access to nuclear weapons. If you don't think that Iran has access to nuclear weapons, you're incredibly naive. I was personally told back in 1994 by the chief Sydney researcher for the Republican Party in Washington, D.C., Republican caucus, that at that time Iran had two nuclear weapons, two small nuclear weapons that bought them on the black market. And people say, well, how could that be? I mean, if that were true, we'd hear about it. No, ladies and gentlemen, if that was true, you wouldn't hear about it because everything is carefully filtered. The media is controlled, and you're not getting the truth. You mean to tell me that it's taken Iran, they've been working for 15 or 20 years on centrifuges, and they can't get weapons-grade uranium? What are they talking about? Why is Iran year after year after year after year suddenly trying to get weapons-grade uranium? You could buy this on the black market. They could get it from North Korea. North Korean technicians and scientists are working in Iran today. Most of what you think you know is not true. Who is it who installed the Ayatollahs there in Iran? We did. We installed them back in 1979. Oh, well, they've been at odds with us, the hostage crisis. The hostage crisis was as phony as a $3 bill. I personally talked to certainly the American ambassador to Iran, immediately before the current hostage crisis. And he told me that they knew the crisis was going to come. Basically, the Iranian embassy had been seized when he was there. This was immediately before they held it for three or four days. But they said, look, we're going to release you and we're going to release all the hostages, but if you bring the Shah of Iran to America, we'll come back and we'll seize this and we'll hold it. He came back. The end of that time, William H. Sullivan was coming back to the United States. He came back to the United States. He told the president, he told the secretary of state, don't bring the Shah here or they'll seize the embassy over there. And what did we do? Immediately we brought the Shah to the United States for medical treatment and then brought in a doctor from Canada to treat him. Why didn't we send him to Canada? Because they wanted the hostage crisis. And I can tell you that the hostages the people who were holding the hostages repeatedly offered to release them, and we didn't want them released. This was all engineered. A congressman from Idaho, went over there. I talked to him, and he said they were anxious to release the hostages. He came back, and he was told by the State Department to be quiet, and then they cooked up some phony charges and sent him off to prison for tax evasion. I've forgotten what it was. But he was an honest man. George Hansen was his name. But he told me he was over. He talked to the people holding the hostages. They wanted to release them. They just said, give us back the money you're holding that you've seized that we had in bank accounts in the United States. And I talked to the pilot who actually flew George Bush over to Paris to meet with the Iranians. When they were holding the hostages, to negotiate not for the release, but to pig out of them so that Ronald Reagan would get elected and not release them until he was elected. And it wasn't until the very morning when Ronald Reagan was going to be inaugurated as president that they released our hostages. I talked to Gunther Rusbacher, who flew the plane, the Blackbird, took Bush over to Paris and got him back all in one afternoon because those planes could fly, I don't know, 1,800 miles an hour. And basically, of course, George Bush flew over and negotiated with the people, with the Iranians, not to release the hostages. So most of what you think you know about Iran just is not true. And basically, of course, they certainly, or North Korea or somebody, Venezuela, you're not hearing much about Venezuela now, you will tomorrow morning, but they all have access to nuclear weapons and one nuclear weapon over the heartland of America, over the center of our country in Indianapolis, Indiana, Omaha, Nebraska, would wipe out our grid instantaneously, and we would be plunged back into the way we were, the America that existed in 1850. And you say if that's true, everybody would know about it? No, ladies and gentlemen. If it was true, no one would know about it if they didn't want you to know. The information is classified. Just yesterday, I talked to a friend of mine who knows someone with access to classified information who's told him confidentially that, of course, they are very, very concerned about the danger of an EMP attack. And they agree it's not a matter of if, but when one comes. Why aren't we making preparations for this? Well, we're going to have an exercise in November. You know, an exercise, pretend what would happen if it went out for 3 or 4 days. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about years. We're talking about the destruction of America. But don't take my word for it. Go up on the Internet and start studying, and you'll find it's true. And, of course, it could come either from either an explosion of a nuclear weapon or a solar, massive solar flare, and either one of them would destroy the America that we live in today. Our telephone number, 877-254-7524. And basically, of course, what you need to do is get the DVD we have on this. Of course, you can get that by calling us at 800-544-8927. Get the 4-CD set we have on the threat of an EMP attack. Get the book we carry entitled, it's in the A Nation Forsaken by Michael Maloof, and he was our guest last Monday. Get the information and then help us to get it out across America. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. You have my permission to copy the DVD or the 4-CD set. Get others thinking about it. Get them making preparations. Remember, you would not have food, you would not have water, the banking system would dissolve because most of it's electronic. Certainly, your electronic gadgetry, your communications, certainly most the means of communication, the telephone, the cell phones, they would all go down. And imagine what it would be like living like it was, certainly in the mid-1800s. Oh, certainly as long as you had gasoline in your car, it'll probably run. But what happens when you can't get the gasoline or the diesel fuel? We'll be back in a moment to wrap up this morning's program, but think about it, this is not a bad thing. Our number is 1-800-544-8927.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. Now this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21. Revolution NMR LLC reminds listeners to honor our military members. Without their courage, we would be unable to enjoy the freedoms granted to us in the Constitution. Let's salute those who have given their lives in the line of duty, as well as those who serve today. Show your appreciation by sending a care package to our troops. Contact your local veterans organization for more information. This reminder has been from Revolution NMR LLC in Fort Collins.
creator of scientific instruments.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan here. This is the time when I have to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. If you're in a position to help us, we'd love to hear from you. And if you're not in a position to help us, we ask you to pray for our ministry, for our provision and our protection, because God's kept us going now for over 20 years. I said to you, sometimes we go behind, and sometimes we come out ahead, not a great deal. But at least we're able to maintain our network of stations across America. We're at least somewhere in this country and somewhere throughout the world. Our programs are available at any time. And, of course, you can listen to us on the Internet at RadioLiberty.com, RadioLiberty.com. You can hear our afternoon programs, certainly with a telephone. If you have a KU satellite receiver, why, of course, you can get our programs. The Internet is certainly the most convenient means, and I think it gives us our largest audience, but we have a network of stations, and where we do have our program heard on a regular basis, people are aware of what's going on. In fact, I just got a note from one of our supporters yesterday, and he said, you know, I listen to the radio, and they tell us what's happening, and then I listen to you, and you tell us why it's happening. And that's really what I thought. Never thought of it that way, but that's true. Because, of course, what we want you to understand is that there really are secret societies out there. A small group controls America, a small subversive group. The Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR was established as a front for the secret society that Cecil Rhodes created in 1891 to bring about a world government. And that's why we have our troop station in 130 nations today, between 800 and 1,000 foreign bases. That's why we were trying to precipitate this war over there in the Middle East. They want, of course, to unite suddenly the Middle East, all the nations, under one leadership for a massive war that's coming. And, of course, John Kerry and Nancy Pelosi and suddenly Dianne Feinstein and suddenly Susan Rice, the National Security Advisor. Where did she come from? She's a Rhodes Scholar. She came from the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission, as they all do. Of course, John Boehner, the reason he's going along with Obama and the thought of an attack was because they've got him for, they got this woman. Well, I can't say I know that they got him to seduce her, to seduce him, but he has all sorts of sexual exploits which they're keeping suppressed, as long as he goes along and does what he's told. But you can check all of these things out. Check out John Boehner. Just go up on the Internet and write down John Boehner's sexual exploits. You'll find out about what he's been doing. Why don't they bring it out? Why? Because they want to blackmail him. General Petraeus, of course, they control. He's a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. But, of course, they brought out his sexual exploits when he was the director of the Central Intelligence Agency. They were listening to all of his telephone conversations and reading all of his emails and reading all of his faxes. Is sexual promiscuity a federal crime? No, they wanted to have it on him so they could utilize it to embarrass him and to distract our attention from the fact that they rigged the November election last year. Not that it really mattered. They controlled Romney as well as they controlled Obama. But for some reason, they wanted Obama in there. Now, next election, presidential election, we'll have a Republican elected, you can be sure. It's all a game, ladies and gentlemen. It's all playing games with your mind. You need, of course, to understand what's going on. You need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get our material on the danger of an EMP attack. You hear my talk on Agenda 21, the covert plan. Our website, Radio Liberty.